last Thursday, 2 days before polling day, Sportsbet paid out all bets which had been made on Labor winning the election. That was more than $1.3 million. And I spoke to Richard Hummerston from Sportsbet that afternoon. Their early payout has failed spectacularly because the coalition's had a historic victory. So Sportsbet now has to pay out all of those who bet on the coalition, and they've already paid out all of those who bet on Labor. Richard Hummerston from Sportsbet is back on the line. Richard, hello.
Ben, very lucky to be. I think I said last week I'd be lucky to have my job if the coalition to win. I thought there was absolutely no chance. I mean, of course, we're not going to pay out $1.3 million if we did, but turns out they got it wrong, the punters, and so did we.
Tell me what your Saturday afternoon, Saturday night was like.
Well, Saturday afternoon, very bullish, especially when Labor came into about $1.06 at 5:40 by 7 o'clock. And at that stage at 5:40, the coalition were out to $9. We just, you know, almost, just a very relaxed afternoon, evening, had a few beers. By 7 o'clock, the coalition were favourites, and it was real squeaky bum time. The alarm bells were going off, and as you know, it just got worse from there for us.
It was a $1.3 million mistake.
Yeah, well, that's right. 1.3, well, it turns out a bit more than that because the 1.3 went out. But what happened was about 40% of those punters then reinvested their Labor winnings back on the coalition.
Oh, no.
So they got the big prize. They double dipped. So that hurt us a little bit. And I think the payout ended up being about $5 million. And, of course, we took money on Labor. So it wasn't $5 million in the hole, but yeah, probably a bit closer to $3 million. So a very expensive mistake from the communications team. And I've been walking around the office.
So hang on a moment. In true tradition of managing a stuff up, you're now saying it's the communications team that's to blame.
Well, it was sort of our brainchild from our team. It was, as I said, 70% of the cash was there. We thought it was a done deal. We thought we'd just give the punters their early cash. But, the buck's got to stop somewhere. I'm putting my hand up from our team that we had a little bit to do with it, of course. But, yeah, as I said, the email came round today. It's going to be a cold winter at Sports at HQ. We can only have the heater on for 2 hours a day. Forget the four colour pens in the stationery cupboard. We've just got the little biros because we've got to recoup this cash somewhere, Ben.
Well, Richard, just in case your big boss hasn't said this to you yet, you idiot.
I'm getting that from all corners of the office at the moment. But as I said, the best part is all the punters, it's very rare that most punters win on a market. So that's the shining light for it. And as I said, that's why it pays to bet the sports bet.
Well done, Richard. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you, Ben. Hopefully I'll speak to you again. If not, it's been great.
Good luck finding a new job. Richard Hummerston from Sportsbet. What about that? They paid out $1.3 million on Thursday. I said to him on Thursday, what if you're wrong? And he said, well, I probably won't have a job on Monday. Well, at 3:18 on Monday afternoon, he's still in the job. We'll see whether he lasts the day.